102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP at 750. Partly sunny and 70 degrees today.
This is something I found I found pretty interesting. The headline was 40% of newlyweds didn't know their spouse's credit score before getting married. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. You know, I know when Nicole and I got married, I never asked what her credit score was. I didn't.
Yeah, right? I didn't know Susan's either, right?
Right, but it goes further. Some other surprising findings, Experian, the credit service, you know, they did a study. A third of the participants said that they didn't know their spouse's spending, their soon-to-be spouse's spending habits, and they also didn't know their spouse's student loan debt.
Hmm.
Now, I knew Nicole didn't really start going to college in earnest until we were already married, and No, she was going before that, but I knew it wasn't a lot of money. These kids, they look at each other and, you know, we all get married. You're in love and love's going to conquer all, you know, Tommy and Gina. If we could just do it together, we'll just stick it out and everything is going to be okay, you know. But now, these kids owing the money that they owe.
Yeah.
Like, if you're dating a woman and you get engaged, and then you go and get married, and then you find out after that 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 person owes $150,000 in student loans, you are effed. I mean, you are as screwed as you can possibly get. Love is not getting you out of that $150,000 debt. Now, the good news is if you get divorced, it's still back on the other person. Mm. But the bad news is if you try and, like, to try, if you go and you get married, it's one thing if you go into it knowing and you say, all right, you know what? I make this, you make this. Yeah. That's one part of this. We can still afford to do this. But if you're going into that, these are discussions that don't normally happen between couples when they're in that those early stages or when they're getting engaged. You start planning marriages.
When they're getting engaged, they should happen.
But you would think, though, but I don't. I tell you what, engaged. Nicole never asked me how much I owed in student loans when we were dating or when we got engaged.
Yeah, back then, it wasn't six figures most of the time.
But you know, okay. But my point is, kids are still kids. 20-somethings are still 20-somethings.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that conversation is not coming up. There are people that are getting married to women or to men that owe inordinate amounts of money in student loan debts.
You'd think it would come up somehow.
You think so, but I don't think it is.
When they talk about not having money that month because they're paying, you know, whatever the number is per month for student loan, you'd think it would come up.
Right. You know what you're dealing with at home, right? With your kids. Now, picture this. Picture your daughter who owes what Kelly owes what Kelly owes,
right.
And then she meets some dude and falls in love,
right.
And he owes what Kelly owes.
Yeah.
Now they're $250,000 in debt.
Yeah.
We want to get married. Yikes. We're in love. You can't. You can't get married.
Not until you finish buying that house in the form of your college education.
You can't do it. That's crazy, right?
Yeah. I was thinking of that exactly while you were talking. I'm like, wow, think of that as Kelly, like, as a person who a guy looks at her and is like, wow, I like this girl. She likes baseball. She likes beer. She drives an okay car. She pays rent with some girls. What?
Right.
She has how many student loans? I mean, that is a financial consideration for a couple.
But what I'm saying is, not even that. She owes that.
And
he
owes
that.
Something. Yeah.
Because all these kids are coming out with student loans up to their eyeballs.
It is a lot.
It's not just one student loan debt you're taking on.
Yeah. That's true. Now I'm about to say to her, how much does it, like, say she has a new boyfriend, how much does this guy own
student loans? Kids, right? You have to
ask
them. And it's your job as a parent to say, sweetheart, I understand you love him. You have to have this conversation because if you don't, you think you're screwed with your loans? Wait till you take his on, too.
He's going to throw himself out the window, so are you. 754. Here's Ted.
Your BAB
758, Roger and JP on BAB.
But mommy, I love him.
Yeah.
But he owes $150,000, and so do you. But I love him. We're going to be okay. Love. Love. I love
conquers
him.
Conquers all.
Right. Love conquers everything.
We have a lady who does mortgages on the line. Go ahead. What do you got?
Hi. I just wanted to tell JP that $150,000 in student loan debt, from what I see, is not even that much. I see so much more than that.
And that's my point. Now you go in. If these discussions don't happen, this country's going to fall apart.
It's pathetic. I see doctors, lawyers, $700,000-$800,000 worth of student loan debt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It'll take them their lifetime to pay it back. I mean, they just don't make that much money.
Who makes enough money to pay back $700,000 or $800,000 before you buy your house?
No, but
holy,
my whole point to this whole thing was, and this is how it, the article is all about how important having those discussions are beforehand. But then you have to then be willing to walk away from someone you
once
love.
Once you find out that information.
Once you find out.
That's rough.
I find out she owes $200,000. I didn't know going in there. I'm like, yeah. So we could be friends?
Yeah, I got to tell the girls, ask those questions before they fall in love. You do it up front. That should be like maybe in the
OK Cupid. What would you think if a guy walked away from your daughters because of their debt?
Oh, man.
Right?
Listen. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, it's 8:03. We're just talking about how it is. It's a new way that couples have to think if you're falling in love. What kind of student loan debt does the other person have? Because it could be a completely life-altering number. You got to ask the question, not like it used to be. Good morning, BAB. What's going on?
My daughter's got a school loan, and her fiance now, they just got engaged, offered to pay the whole loan off for me.
Wow.
So you could also be lucky on the other end, too.
How much has she got?
She only's got about $63,000 or $65,000 left on her loan.
That's it? Oh, that's it?
Not a lot, but it's not a little either.
Yeah, right. That's true.
And this kid is going to pay your daughter's student loan off?
He has been. As a boyfriend, he's been paying it for her. They live together.
He's been helping her pay it down? Holy crap.
Yes.
That's incredible. Well?
Because every time I go to make a payment, there's been a big payment before me.
Well, good for you. And good for her.
So some guys are lucky.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call.
She must be doing something right. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand how much of a beaten soul you are when you're saying she only owes about $65,000?
Yeah, at some point that's going to come out of my mouth too. Only? Oh yeah, we got all the way down to $65,000.
Yeah, only.
Good God. It is so annoying.
I got a question. I'm going to put you on the hot seat when we all come right. back.
Okay.
Because there's no way you can possibly answer me honestly.
Sunny and 70 degrees today.
So we started talking about a story. It's the headline was 40% of newlyweds didn't know their spouse's credit score before getting married. I'm guilty of that. I think most of us are. At our age, most of us are like, we didn't credit. You don't have that conversation.
I didn't know her total debt.
But now, with student loan debts getting to the kind of crazy-ass six-figure numbers that they're at in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
You know, it's a conversation that kids still being in their 20s, thinking about getting married, you still don't think to have that discussion, right? Because you
kind of have to.
But now you have to. Yeah. I mean, if that conversation doesn't happen, it could ruin your life before you even get out of the gates. My question for Raj is, you know, if your daughter is dating someone, they're talking about getting married, and all of a sudden, and they're in love, and you like the guy, and all of a sudden, but then they have the conversation, and he realizes how much money in student loans, say, Courtney has, Kelly,
same problem,
whichever, right? So they finally have that discussion, and he realizes what kind of burden that she's carrying with the financial loans, with the student loans, and says, you know what, I'm not willing to.
Wow.
You know, I got to walk away from this. What's your reaction going to be?
Well, then you weren't serious about richer or poorer, sickness and health.
Okay. Now, so you would be pissed off at him.
Yeah.
However, now, if same situation, your daughter doesn't have it, but he does, and he's got $150,000, $175,000, what are you telling her to do?
Honestly,
look at me in the eye.
It's the same thing.
Your ass.
If she has no debt and he has that debt, And
you're gonna
and
say
she tells me about it, I'd be like, okay, so you understand what it means that he has that debt. You guys have a plan, like you're gonna pay that stuff off. You know it's gonna hold you down a little, and you still want to. Daddy, I love the guy. We're in love. That money doesn't matter in that point. We'll pay it off. We already know. You know, we'll work it out over time.
So
okay, then you're good.
You're out of your mind.
That's it.
You're out of your mind. So you would get pissed,
no, I wouldn't.
You would get pissed off at that dude, but then you would let your daughter walk down that line and go head first into that kind of
long
situation.
As she's going with her eyes open. Yes. I wouldn't tell her to give up the guy she loves because he has some debt. They're about a few months away from getting it themselves anyway. What's
the
difference?
You'll love somebody else.
But they're going to go buy, so you left somebody else with no debt, and then you go buy a house. Now you got twice the debt that he had in student loans.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a house that you can.
You're still going to have debt.
But there's a house that you can, if times get tough, you can sell the house, you can downsize. You can't get out of that cancer you're carrying around.
No, that's true. But you have to pay it off. If they have a plan to pay it off and they know what they're going into, they're going to maybe they're going to rent and never buy a house. Okay, then there's your plan, if that's what you're going to do.
So you would blame a guy.
If they're in love, that's a big thing.
But you would blame a guy for walking away from that?
Yeah, because, well, I would say, well, actually, I probably might be relieved because then clearly he wasn't really in love with my daughter.
That's
because
not
you would,
true.
You would take
that's not true. No, that's got nothing to do with being really in love with your daughter.
You would take the person, regardless of what their debt is, if you're really in love and you're really going to that relationship.
Are you hallucinating?
Would you actually not marry your wife because she had $5,000 over the amount of debt you found acceptable to marry?
No, let me tell you something.
No.
If my wife owed $150,000, mm-hmm. I would not be married.
I mean, maybe you guys wouldn't get married yet because that wouldn't be smart. You'd pay it down first, but if you're in love with her, you guys would still be going out doing your thing, or you'd let her go.
No. We wouldn't pay it down first.
Yeah.
She would pay it down first. Get your act together.
What if it's going to take her 10 years? Would you have waited till you were 38 instead of 28 or whatever the number was to get married?
Dude, you're painting me out to be the bad guy here.
No,
I'm just being the one who's being rational. I'm being rational. You
would decide if your daughter should marry a guy or not and have her decide that according to how much they owed as opposed to if they're actually really in love.
If my daughter came to me and said, I'm in love, he owes $200,000, I'm like, mm-hmm. You're delusional.
Mm-hmm. But, Dad, we have a plan. We're both working. We're going to pay it off. It is what it is.
And where are you going to live? It's $200,000.
Right.
What's that monthly nut?
I know. I understand.
In 15 years. What did they do?
And we're
going to
rent,
and
we're going to pay it down, and we'll have it done in 8-9 years.
Are you going to rent? Okay.
But that's their plan, because they're in love.
Mm-hmm. Everybody starts out in love.
You can't stop love, bro.
Everybody starts out in love.
Don't stop believing.
Yeah, okay. I know. I'm crazy. I'm the bad guy.
Love hurts. All that stuff. It's 8:13. Here's Ted with the Rose.
Your BAB Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Long Island Traffic and Ronkonkoma Vet.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 823. Two kids in their 20s want to get married. They have student loan debt. Would you tell your kids, listen, you can't marry that guy. He's got too much debt. Your daughter, for example, would you tell that? You can't marry that guy. Way too much debt.
Ugh.
This father has this situation come up twice.
I think you have to. You have to tell
it depends. Him. It depends.
It doesn't depend.
Go ahead. This guy's in it twice. Go ahead. What do you got?
My one daughter came home with a guy who had $250,000 in college debt, and his major was, believe it or not, literature. I said, dump him like a bad habit.
Oh, my God.
Run like hell.
Oh.
My other daughter, in turn, hooked up with a guy who had $300,000 in debt, and he was in medical school. At least he had the potential to pay off his debt. So it also goes down to what is their aspirations in life.
So what did your daughter do, the one with the guy with the literature degree?
They reconsidered their whole situation and basically went their separate ways. And I will be very honest, I was a big influence on it.
You did a very difficult job as a father. I, for one, want to shake your hand because what you did took giant balls. You, my friend, as a parent, knocked it out of the park. Good job.
Thank you very much.
You really did.
I mean, if the kid had no potential to pay it back, that situation, I would understand. Like I said, you need a plan. If
right.
your plan isn't good, you shouldn't get married yet. You should rethink your whole plan.
Good according to who? You or her?
Well, if your financial plan doesn't make any sense to pay it off. Like, I don't care if the guy has $150,000 in debt. If you guys know you can pay it off and you have a plan, all right, then I give him my blessing.
And live where?
In a small apartment.
Right.
With roaches.
Forever.
Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 829, partly sunny and 70 today. Just talking about if you would, you know, if your kids, your daughter is in love with some guy and he has a lot of student loan debt, would you advise her to, like, cut him and let him go if he has too much?
You know, or if it's your son with a woman,
right,
a girl that he's dating.
No, same idea. I would, as long as they have a plan, I'm comfortable with it, that they know, you know, how they're going to pay it off.
What
I'm not saying they're living a lap of luxury, because so what if it's a little tough? It's tough for everybody.
What plan could you possibly have?
Especially if they're already paying it.
What if they're both in debt? What plan could they possibly come up with?
Well, they're both already paying their student loans, so they would come together and then you know, they'd continue. And if they have some idea that they can survive and be good, then I'm good. But you would have your daughter cut off the guy she loves because he owes $150,000.
Yeah, she'll go find another one. She'll fall in love again.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure.
Sam's on the line. She's in love. Sam, tell us your story. Go ahead.
I am in a relationship where my fiance is $150,000 in debt, and he's planning to become a pilot. So we've been together 6 years, and I wouldn't trade him for the world.
How much do you owe?
I am debt-free.
You're debt-free. And you'll take, so you're going to jump, because you love him, you're going to you're going to agree to help him carry a $150,000 bag of bricks.
Yeah.
Yep, and we have a plan, you know, he's been paying off student loans since we've been together, and we just make that effort.
Listen, I have an idea of how much...
As a pilot will make good money?
They don't make what you think they make.
No?
No. They don't.
Once you are down the road, you make a hefty...
Okay. What do you think is hefty?
Over 100K after like 10 years.
Right. Okay, over 100,000 and you owe $150,000 in student loan. Where do you want to live?
We're going to probably move out of the States and go to Pennsylvania. After a couple of years of saving up.
Listen,
at least you got a plan. Your eyes are open.
Right. No, you're in love. You'll be fine.
Yeah. We've been getting 6 years, and we've been through a road, so...
Listen, I wish you the best of luck.
Good luck.
I am completely betting against you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Oh, and then you want to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
a house and...
Yeah, that's cute.
Fence with a dog.
Uh-huh. As long as you don't mind sharing meals with the dog, you might be okay.
They're paying it now. They're going forward. She's debt-free. That's the best part of the whole thing. He'll make more and more money every time every year.
Sure.
And they'll work it out like everybody else.
Right. Good luck.
8:31. It's time for the roads. Here's Ted.
You're being...